Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll take you to Friday's dedication of new science signs at the beautiful Sherman Creek Park on Eau Claire's west side. These signs honoring the memory of a late Altoona High School student. Also, we'll hear again from Tony Mattson of Trinity Equestrian Center, looking ahead to their September 12th Strength in Service Summit at the Eau Claire Event District, talking today about their keynote speaker, Tracy LaTourette. Learn more at strengthinservicesummit.com. That's strengthinservicesummit.com. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. A new set of interpretive signs along the trails of Sherman Creek Park in the Eau Claire County town of Union will mark a lasting memorial for Aylin Bain, an Altoona High School graduate who died unexpectedly while a first-year student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 2024. The Aylin Bain Sherman Creek Memorial was dedicated Friday near the park pavilion with a short program followed by walking tours of the trails. Aylin Bain grew up near Sherman Creek Park, which is located on West Vine Street, just south of Sherman Elementary School in Eau Claire. The 30-acre woodland features walking trails and bridges crossing Sherman Creek, which meanders through the park. Before the actual dedication took place Friday afternoon at 1, I had a chance to speak with Aylin's mom, Jen Bain, a fourth-grade teacher for the school district of Altoona.
Beautiful day today, and what an incredible dedication, huh?
Oh, very nice. I don't think we could have asked for better weather. And of course, this venue is, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful parks in the area.
Hmm. And so talk about Aylin's involvement with the outdoors and how that ties into this dedication.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, Aylin loved nature. From a very young age, we would walk this park, Sherman Creek Park, because it's literally in our backyard. So we would walk together as a family. And of course, as she got a little older, she was able to venture out on her own. Sometimes she would use this park for school projects. I know that she had some notes in a science journal about the park. She used it for a photo essay for English and language arts. As she got into high school and was a cross-country runner, she would actually come out and run the trails. So I know myself, I like to walk the park for, you know, some peace and quiet. She would do the same. She'd kind of plug in her ear pods and come out and walk in Sherman. And it was just a great, I think, nature release for her.
Was this a surprise to you? I mean, this press release said you were humbled when you learned that friends from the school, Altoona sports teams, and your church had donated money to create this memorial.
Very much so, because I remember it was probably about a month and a half after she had passed, I got a call from one of the managers of the project, Heather Birch-Holly, who is a guidance counselor at Aylin's High School. And she said, Jen, you know, there are a group of us that have a collection of money and we want to do a memorial. And I had no idea. I really didn't. And so we started talking a little bit about what that memorial might be. And she said, well, you know, we were thinking about a tree. We were thinking about a bench. And she's the first person who actually posed the question, would Aylin have sat on a bench in a park? And I said, I'm sorry to say, absolutely not. She would have been on the go. And so we talked a little bit more, and I remembered there were some signs here when Aylin was growing up that a local Boy Scout had done. He was an Eagle Scout, and we used to walk and read about the animals and the plants. And since then, those signs have deteriorated, but we took the idea and we kind of ran with it. And lo and behold, her science teachers from middle school, who all happen to be retired now, they've actually been out in this park for the last 2 years. Every other week or so, they come out, they take data, they listen for birds, they take notes, and they've seen this park through 2 years of seasons, which I think is really impressive. So a lot of the data that you'll read on the signs, that's their work, and it's amazing.
So there's going to be an unveiling in a short time, and there's that initial plaque, which I imagine has Aylin's name on it.
Yes. Yes.
And then there's other plaques on the trail.
Yep. They run anywhere from animals to plants to a little bit of the history of this area. Way back at the end, if you can make it to the end of the trail, you'll also see one just for her. So if you're interested in her story, you can certainly scan the QR code, find out a little bit more about her. But probably one of my favorite signs is about poison ivy. Be careful for the poison ivy when you're walking through, too.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jen Bain, Aylin's mom, will hear later from her in the program. But as we go to more of what took place, this dedication of these new park signs, science signs at Sherman Creek Park, beautiful park on Eau Claire's west side. Barb Kleist, the chair of the Town of Union Park Commission, gave a little explanation at Friday's dedication of how beautiful Sherman Creek Park came to be.
In 1959, some local farmers sold 38 acres to the Sherman School District. And Sherman School kept the portion that they needed to build their school. And then they offered the remaining 28 acres to the Town of Union to keep as a natural space. The Town of Union purchased the property in 1961. And within 5 years, there was a group of people that was encouraging the town to sell the property for development. There was a lot of people concerned about that sale. So it ended up going to referendum, and a huge turnout. The property ultimately, the vote from that referendum was 394 for keeping it natural, 251 for selling the property. So obviously, we were able to keep it natural. And since that time, the Town of Union has worked with Landmark Conservancy. And Tommy in the back here is with Landmark Conservancy, which is an organization that has a conservation easement on this property. So it can never be developed. It will remain natural in forever. So we're fortunate to have this space. When we're surrounded by the city of Eau Claire, this is the Town of Union. It will always be natural for everyone in the community to enjoy.
Barb Kleist there, the chair of the Town of Union Park Commission on Sherman Creek Park and how it came to be, this special spot that is a preserved natural space that's surrounded by a residential neighborhood. In the program on Friday, Jen Bain's mom, who we heard from earlier, addressed the crowd, and here's what she had to say.
"I am at home among the trees" is a quote by J.R.R. Tolkien, one of Aelin's favorite authors, known for their fantasy writing, including The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings series. Aelin loved to engage themselves in fantasy writing, but I thought it might be more helpful today to share with you an excerpt of a chapter review that they wrote as a student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. This might give us a glimpse of what Aelin's future might have been and why this project is especially fitting as a memorial. "The three jobs that appealed to me while reading this chapter were a biological science technician, a wildlife biologist, and a research wildlife biologist. The first of these, biological science technician, appealed to me because I've always been deeply fascinated with the on-site work done in wildlife ecology and biology. Getting right up in the environment, be it on-the-ground management or trapping or just sample collection, is really what it's all about for me. I want to understand, explore, and spend time in the vast interconnected webs of our planet's natural systems. The second of these, wildlife biologist, appealed to me because I enjoy the idea of a scientific data collection approach to wildlife ecology while still maintaining the outdoor right up in their experience. The smooth execution of technical procedures like capturing and marking wildlife, as well as performing procedures, adds a slight level of the scientific method to it all that is very logically satisfying for me personally. The third and last but not least of these, research wildlife biologist, or simply research biologist, appealed to me because I've always wanted to go out and change the world. Research wildlife biologists are responsible for conducting research, particularly on human interference or disruption with or of the natural system, forming plans and procedures, and obtaining funding for complex efforts. It's a very hands-on, personal approach, while simultaneously encompassing the bigger picture scope of the entire field, even if it is only offered by the National Wildlife Research Center. Sherman Creek Park is a special place. Tom, Sam, and I are very appreciative that the Town of Union Park Commission, our friends, family, and neighbors helped to make this project a reality. Barb and Dave Kleist, Tony Bischel, Tom Roach, Scott Pernsteiner, and Dean Kullenbach volunteered their talents to make sure that the signs were expertly installed. A special thank you to Dean Kullenbach for your leadership and planning. Thank you to Scott Thiel, Heidi Colbert, and Becky Navarre, Aylin's middle school science teachers, for your time and talents researching. Also, thank you to Abby Stotts, Heather Birch-Holly, and Jessica Richards for your management of this project in its various phases. I will leave you with a quote from a UW-Madison alumni cited by Aylin in their college admission essay, naturalist John Muir. "And into the forest I go to lose my mind and find my soul."
Aylin Bain's mom, Jen Bain, on the significance and how meaningful the dedication of these new park science signs honoring the memory of Aylin was to her and her family. Meanwhile, Abby Stotts spoke at Friday's dedication at Sherman Creek Park on everything that preceded Friday's event.
Aylin attended school in Altoona. Several staff members across the district felt that Aylin left an indelible mark on their lives as a curious and passionate learner. We wanted to honor the genuine connections Aylin built with their teachers and the lasting impact those relationships had by creating a memorial that reflects Aylin's beauty and spirit. Just as Aylin left an enduring mark on our lives, we wanted a memorial to serve as a lasting tribute to the kindness, curiosity, and joy they shared with everyone who knew them. Sherman Creek Park was a special place to Aylin, and it is the perfect place for this memorial. The fundraising for this memorial started out with each building in our district collecting money from staff members. As word of the project spread, one of the sports teams wanted to contribute, as well as Aylin's church community. Though this endeavor wasn't yet completely formulated or planned, so many people came forward with financial support. Heather Birch-Holly and I knew we needed to use the funds for something that captured the remarkable qualities of Aylin. Upon meeting with the representatives from the Town of Union, we agreed that trail signs would be both a valuable asset to the park as well as a reminder of Aylin's love of learning. Heather and I then met with three of Aylin's former science teachers, Becky Navarre, Heidi Colbert, and Scott Thiel, to brainstorm content and topics for each of the signs. These three are the brains behind all of the information you'll see today, and we hope you enjoy learning from them as much as Aylin did.
That's Abby Stotts again, and how everything that unfolded here on Friday, all of the hard work and dedication that went on for a couple of years here from a number of folks to lead to the dedication of the new park science signs at Sherman Creek Park on the west side of Eau Claire. Dean Kullenbach is the vice chair of the Town of Union Park Commission and also was the master of ceremonies for Friday's event.
So you heard about the brains of the project. I had the opportunity to walk through as we were deciding, once the signs were, the topics were decided upon, and this was a painstaking effort where those three scientists took very seriously the job of let's capture what's important about Sherman Creek Park. And I got to walk through as we were placing the signs, and I've been through this park a few times, but to see it through their eyes was really fun because they saw things I would never have seen and noticed things and explained things that I never would have understood. And so these signs will help to do that as well.
Retired Altoona science teacher Scott Thiel.
This has been a labor of love for all of us too, because obviously we knew Aylin and an incredible student. I think every Altoona teacher here that knew Aylin would agree with me on that. One of a lifetime students, talented in just about every subject area. So it's been an honor and a pleasure to be a part of doing this. Becky and Heidi and I spent a lot of time out here when we first became involved in this project, which is about 2 years ago now. We were out here just about every week. and walking around. And as Dean had said, one of our objectives here was to see, you know, what is here. And it's a very unique place. It's got a lot of really cool stuff. And yet, being in an urban environment, it's got a lot of things like invasive species and things. But it is a very special place, and I can definitely see why Aylin loved to be here. You're going to see some places if you go out with us today that are incredible. These white pines that you're standing in right now, back by the third bridge, they're huge. They've been around for a while, and we'll point that out when we go through that. One of the other things that we did was not just look at the vegetation, but we were also looking at the bird life and the animal life, and recording that basically on a daily basis. And we would spend, you know, a couple hours at a crack out here doing all of this stuff. And then I decided, and I don't know why, but I decided that perhaps we need to look at the vegetation a little bit closer. So down along the creek bottoms, I ran transect lines, and we were actually doing scientific studies determining things that were down along the creek that goes through this park. Very special. One of the other ideas that we had was we didn't want to develop signs that were just ordinary signs that you may pick up anywhere else, you know, in other parks. We wanted to talk about some of the things that were out here that we saw that most people don't know and they don't think about. And if they do know, they don't know enough about it. So that's one of the reasons why we developed some of the signs that we did. We're not done. We're still got a lot of stuff. In fact, we were out here the other day looking at the signs, and you know, I just said, wow, we could do this. Wow, we could do that. Why don't we do this? And we have the ability to do that. And the way we set up the signs basically was to have QR codes. We're using modern technology. And for those of you that know me, technology? Yeah, okay. Not one of my strong points. But using that type of technology not only benefits people that come by and using that, but we have the ability now to change things. We can edit. As new things develop, as things change, we can change along with it. And that is really, really cool. So it's not static. Those signs aren't static for the next 20, 30 years. And in 20, 30 years from now, I can guarantee you those signs, the information that is on them, won't be relevant anymore. So that allows us to do that.
Scott Thiel, one of Aylin Bain's terrific science teachers, as Aylin worked her way through the Altoona school system. The crowd also on Friday at the dedication hearing from Heidi Colbert and Becky Navarre as well. And finally, Sherman Creek Elementary School Principal Alicia Kirkman addressed the gathering on Friday.
First of all, I just want to thank you for including us on this wonderful event. I remember when Sarah introduced this to me a few years ago that this was happening, and then getting a call the last couple weeks about it coming to fruition is such a really great experience to see and be a part of. As a daughter of an environmental economics professor, this is right up my alley, and environmental education is such an important factor that sometimes is missing, that we feel really blessed at Sherman that we have the trail next to us and we can incorporate that into our learning. And whether that's about us just utilizing the trail for staff events or a celebration for our 100 tickets or our end of the year celebration or learning about birds, just having that trail access has been such a really unique thing that we can say that we have at Sherman. So it's really cool to hear that the learning will continue, and we're excited to see how we can incorporate it into our writing and our reading and all those great parts of our science instruction. So we're excited to learn about it more and get to use those QR codes as we go on many, many hikes this year. So thank you very much for including us.
Sherman Creek Elementary School Principal Alicia Kirkman at this dedication that took place on Friday. It's a new Sherman Creek Park science signs were unveiled, honoring the memory of the late Aylin Bain, a former Altoona High School graduate who died unexpectedly while a first-year student at UW-Madison in 2024. And finally, we close out this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week with Tony Mattson from Trinity Equestrian Center, again pointing us toward the upcoming Strength and Service Summit, which is going to be held September 12th at the Eau Claire Event District. Tonight, talking about the keynote speaker, Tracy La Tourette, who will kick things off on this Saturday morning.
Tracy's a remarkable gal. She's nicknamed Jackie O. She's from Denver, Colorado, and she is Colorado's first female F-16 fighter pilot. In fact, she is one of the very few female in the entire world who is a fighter pilot. She has flown thousands of hours in combat, retired as a colonel, and she is just a really, really premier speaker. And she actually is open for several of our presidents, has been all over speaking, and but yet the coolest, most down-to-earth person I think you'll meet. It's so interesting when you find someone who has this audacious bio, right? I mean, this resume that's just like almost unbelievable. And yet, the moment you meet her, she's the kind of gal that you just want to, you know, kick your shoes off and sit back and say, okay, fill me in. What can I learn from you? What? Because she is just that kind of gal.
Our friend Tony Mattson from Pretty Equestrian Center on the upcoming Strength and Service Summit. And the keynote speaker for the September 12th event, Tracy La Tourette, Colorado's first female fighter pilot, high-performance speaker, executive coach, resilience expert. Don't miss Tracy and all the other great speakers as well at the Strength and Service Summit, built for those who serve and powerful for all who attend. Again, you can register at strengthandservicesummit.com, strengthandservicesummit.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.